Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Gobler of the 75th Legislative District in Elk and Clearfield Counties. Representative Gobler, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about Good Jobs for Pennsylvania. It's a package of legislation that has been introduced in the House, some of it being moved already, that will address a problem that we've got where we've got some jobs available in the Commonwealth and we don't have the workers to fill them. Talk to us about this package of legislation and why it really means something to the folks in your area.
One thing that I have consistently heard from employers across Elk and Clearfield counties in the time that I've had the opportunity to serve is that we are constantly in need of trained workers to fill really important jobs in our workforce. And so having the programs and the legislation in place to allow workers to move into better, higher skilled jobs is something that is so important. So the Good Jobs for PA initiative is focused on just that. And specifically in Elk and Clearfield counties, as we look at the very important industries that we have, we know that our local industry needs trained workers. And so we've got a range of bills that are going to address things from aligning our educational opportunities with the workforce needs to providing more resources online for workers to be able to help fill those needs and be able to find their future opportunities. So this is a great package that I'm looking forward to working on in the next few months.
The next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is some legislation that the House has moved that will really help people out with some annoying phone calls that they've been getting. Talk to us about the new Do Not Call legislation.
Very pleased to report that House Bill 318 passed by a unanimous vote this week, and this updates the Do Not Call list. And I've heard a lot of people that have been concerned about the Do Not Call list because they sign up for it and then their number falls off. What this bill does is this makes the Do Not Call list permanent so that once you've signed up for the Do Not Call list, you can stay on that list and make sure that you're not getting those annoying telemarketing calls. This also specifically prohibits calls from happening on legal holidays as well.
And the final thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is a little bit of a more confusing topic, and it is legislation that is going to be addressed soon in the House, and it is designed to help people who need a little bit of care stay in their homes rather than going to nursing homes. And it deals with a concept called deemed eligibility and home care services. Talk to us about what this is. Explain to us what's going on here and how this legislation will work.
Yes, I'm very pleased to be a supporter of House Bill 51. It's a bill that's been moving in the House this week. It will be ready for final passage in March. And what this bill does is it allows people who have needs for Medicaid home care services, it allows them to be deemed eligible for those home care services without having to go all the way to a nursing home. Under the current law, if somebody is in a pinch, the only way to get them deemed eligible quickly is to put them all the way into a nursing home, even if they don't need that high level of care. By making this technical legislative fix, what we're able to do is not only save taxpayers money, and it'll be a huge amount of money, but we're also able to keep people in their home where we know they're going to have better health outcomes. So this is a win-win. It's one of those great things. It's just a wonderful thing to work on, and I'm glad to support this bill.
Representative Gobler, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Gobler.